two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have broken clouds, 65 degrees, KSL's top story.
The hearings for Amy Coney Barrett.
A long day for Amy Coney Barrett and the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Let's get the latest from Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, in the final day of questioning, Judge Amy Coney Barrett making clear her stand on racism. Barrett is the mother of two black children and made it clear that she has a personal stake in the balance of the law.
If they watch this one day, I would want all of them to know, and especially Vivian and John Peter, that I unequivocally condemn racism and want to do everything that I can in my own capacity, personally and as a judge, to end it.
Barrett says, obviously, for both personal reasons and professional reasons, she wants to ensure that there is equal justice for all. Another member of the first family is now tested positive for the coronavirus. The president's 14-year-old son, Barron, has tested positive but isn't showing any signs or symptoms. The president updated reporters just before boarding Marine One on his way to an Iowa rally.
Barron's fine, and Amy is doing a fantastic job. We're heading out to Iowa. And we look forward to it. And again, Amy, I think, is doing an incredible job.
And Facebook and Twitter this afternoon taking steps to block users from sharing a potentially damning story about Democratic nominee Joe Biden. A Facebook spokesman saying, in part, it's part of their standard process to reduce the spread of misinformation. They are temporarily reducing distribution of the story from the New York Post pending a fact checker review. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 402. Some people have put on the COVID-15. Others have become more active. Todd Fuchs has the story.
Jeff, the Utah Department of Transportation says a lot more people have been using walking and biking trails during the pandemic. And for some families, it's been the best thing ever. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
Mike and Tristan West have an 8-year-old son who's nonverbal because of a rare genetic disorder. They told KSL-TV nobody's had more fun riding around in the family's new 3-wheeled cargo bike than Jason has. Tristan says she used to be in the car every day, but since the pandemic, she's gone a month without driving anywhere.
It says some biking trails have seen a 300% increase in traffic during the pandemic. A young woman says she's being evicted from her Orem apartment after telling roommates about her suicidal thoughts. The eviction notice says she broke her lease by causing undue stress and harm to her roommates. But the woman, who wants to remain anonymous, says this makes it harder for people to talk about their problems.
Which is super unhealthy to hold in. And by me telling my roommates about this, that is what ultimately led to me getting an eviction notice.
BYU, where she goes to school, said on Twitter that this is not one of their housing units. We're still waiting to hear back from Ventana Apartments for their side of the story. Federal prosecutors in Utah have indicted a Las Vegas man who reportedly lied to buy guns by the hundreds. Investigators say those guns are connected to illegal drugs and murders in other states. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with the story.
Investigators say Gregory Nelson bought over 280 guns in Utah this year, and over 170 of them were bought between July and August. He reportedly did it through lying on his ATF purchasing form.
He has to say, I'm purchasing this gun for me, and he promises under penalty of the law That's the truth.
But U.S. Attorney for Utah John Huber says Nelson would then turn and sell the guns, and 19 of them have already been recovered in crime scenes in California.
What really brings our attention to it, the red flag here, is the time to cry.
Huber says one gun was found at a crime scene just 2 days after Nelson reportedly bought it. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
San Pete County scurrying to let voters know how to sign their mail-in ballots after thousands went out without a place to sign. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
County Clerk Sandy Neal says the printers for the company they use to mail ballots admitted to messing up, sending ballots without a place to sign.
Somewhere between 13,000 and 14,000 ballots went out with this.
Neal says they got hundreds of calls from people confused. She says they can sign the flap of the ballot envelope and ballots have barcodes so they can contact anyone who didn't sign. She also says the printers are now sending postcards.
You're getting a postcard in the mail. If you'll sign on the place for that, and it really does have a place for you to sign, and get that back to us, your vote's going to count.
From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The state of California issuing a cease and desist letter to the state's Republican Party over making unofficial ballot drop boxes. The party admits it set them up in several counties. This fight might be headed to court.
California is ordering that the unofficial ballot drop boxes be removed. Democrats argue it's voter suppression to create confusion over which drop boxes are official. Hector Barajas with the California GOP says Democrats voted to allow ballot harvesting, collecting ballots on behalf of somebody else, and that that's all they're doing.
We have a choice. We can either whine and complain about the election results later, or we can get smart and figure out the rules and figure out the chessboard that they laid out before us.
The California GOP says the boxes will stay and that more will be added. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
KSL News Time is 4:05.
So what about the traffic, Ricky Meese? Do we have trouble this afternoon?
It's not bad on the Valley freeways, especially in Salt Lake County. In fact, I-15 in Utah County is wide open and clear. It's Davis County where we have some early onset heavy and slow traffic northbound I-15 from Layton up to Roy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yeah, no surprise, Davis County. Coming up, I have a story to tell about the very first news story I ever covered as a professional reporter. Stay here. My minute of news is on the way next. Let's get it.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.